This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Where we bring life to creepypasta stories and creepy stories alike. So turn the lights down and let's get strange. This is the Daily Ghost.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. As always, I am Patrick Michael. This is the creepy man's, poor man's audible. The creepy man's audible? That'd be a weirder show. That would be a different show, the creepy man's audible. Different stories. Certainly different stories. But anyways, we're here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As I said, I'm trying to get you a new episode every single day this week. Give you new entertainment, new things to creep out on, new things to feel scared of, I suppose. Some things to make you question your peripheral vision, spots maybe, and whatever those weird things are that are floating in the air that you can't see. Either way, let's get into this, turn the lights down, and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy tale is simply called Steven, and it's told by the, I would imagine the author, Randy Lynn, R-N-D-I-L-Y-N, Steven, by Randy Lynn. One summer, my college roommate and I got obsessed with playing a Ouija board. I had never had one because my mom was very, very superstitious. One time in the 80s, I wore my huge hair with two barrettes in front. It cast a shadow that made me look vaguely like the devil's horns, and she literally freaked. Anyways, I made up for lost time, asking the board everything from what kind of drink I should have to what takeout. I even took out the fall semester class list and asked we a nickname because we were so close, man. Usually the answers were easily attributed to our state of mind and cravings. But every once in a while, we'd get some shitty answers. Or rather, I would. Does my boyfriend love me?
No.
Is he cheating on me?
Yes.
Will I ever get married?
Never.
Will I ever have children?
Dead.
So on and so forth. Of course, I accuse my roomie of working out some passive-aggressive overflow, in which she denied. So we decided to get to the bottom of it. Are you a relative?
Yes.
Of Astrid's?
No.
On my mom's side or dad's side?
No.
Huh? Are you evil?
Very.
Can you make things happen?
Already have.
Now, after a couple of conversations, things started to go pretty much the same way. We stowed the board away and didn't give it a second thought. But we did ask one final question. What is your name?
Steven.
Flash forward about 3 years. I'm in a car with my mom and one of my little sisters and her friend. It's right around Halloween time. Somehow the conversation turns to Ouija boards. My sister's trying to challenge my mother on the silly ban. Normally, I'd be on my sister's side regardless of the scenario, but I remembered how spooked I was, so I decided to share the story. When I got to the final part of the story, where the identity of who we were speaking to was revealed, my mother was in shock. She pulls to the side of the road, and it took at least a full minute before she calmed down. Steven was the name of my biological father's father, Grandpa. According to my mother, he absolutely hated her. He discouraged the marriage, disinherited my father when she got pregnant, and challenged her on paternity. And then he went to die in the same hospital I was born in, 3 hours before my birth. His last words to my father,
"Now you'll have to live with your mistakes forever."
They divorced when I was 18 months old. And I never knew any of the history. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.